Boker Tov, everybody. Shalom. Erev Shabbat Shalom. You can hear me?
Yeah, they hear you.
Yeah, okay. So, in honor of Parashat Vayera, and this week also, a lot of people are marking the Shabbos project. So, this week, we read in the Parasha extensively about the Hachnasat Orchim, the Midav Chesed of Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom, and to what great lengths he went to be Machnis Orchim. And Behemet, I'll show you that different poskim infer all of the laws of Achnasat Orchim from what Avraham Avinu did. Now, even though Achnasat Orchim is a subcategory of the mitzvah Aseh Min HaTorah V'Chesed, Achnasat Orchim is a mitzvah midrabbanan on its own. Now, it's not just a feel-good thing. Achnasat Orchim sounds like very, you know, sounds like nice, guests and whatever. But it's a mitzvah, and there are halachot like any other mitzvah in the Torah is halachot. So I want to share it with you. Now, Baruch Hashem, this week, either as a result of or not the result of, but a lot of people are having guests, or some people having more guests than usual, right? Nachon, in honor of the Shabbat project, tzach ladat, ma'adinim shel mitzvah. What are the halachot? Now, first and foremost, I want to start off. Everybody knows the famous Gemara in Masechet Kuf Mem Zayin. In Shabbat, Shabbat Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, which Rashi brings down in the beginning of the parasha, if you remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was having a conversation with Avraham Avinu. It was Yom HaShlishi LeMinato. It was the third day since his Milah, and that is the most painful day. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to do Bikur Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to talk to him. And it says, Vayisayin HaVayar, Vayinei Shlosha Anashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how distressed Avraham Avinu was, not from the pain of the Milah, but from the pain of not being able to be Machnis Orchim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Otzich Hama Min Artika, right? And no guests were coming, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just in order to be Mezakeh Avraham Avinu in the mitzvah that he was so beloved to him, so he brought the Malachim, and Avraham Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayomar, Adonai, Imna Matzati Chin Be'ainecha, Alna Ta'avor Me'al Abdecha, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was told by Avraham Avinu. Avraham turned to him and he said, Hashem, I know we're in the middle of talking. Avraham was talking to the king of the universe. And what did he tell him? Wait. How do you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait? Says the Gemara. The Gemara derives from here. Mikan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mikan. Shegdola Achnasat Orchim yoter mehakbalat penei Shechina. We see that Achnasat Orchim is greater even than being in and basking in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Avraham Avinu had the goal to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait, because according to Halacha, Zahemit, that when engaged in Achnasat Orchim, you're allowed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait. And what's the Raya? Hashem waited. Hashem waited until he completed his mitzvah, and then they finished their conversation, and after that, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him all the news that he's going to have a child, v'chule. So, Achnasat Orchim. It says it about Achnasat Orchim.
Rabbi, we can't hear you.
You're muted again?
Oh, sorry. I hear you. I was muted.
No, but did anybody else not hear me? Do I have to start again?
No, you're good. We heard you.
Okay. I'm Chubam. Baruch atah Adonai, Elohim melech haolam, shehaya kol nehiya bedvaro. Anyway, so this is a common misconception is, by the way, in halakha, what's Achnasat Orchim? Anytime a person has guests, Achnasat Orchim has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbat, by the way. It doesn't say that this happened on Shabbat. But, you know, one of the most times that people are prone to do Achnasat Orchim is Shabbat. Now, people think inviting guests for Shabbat is Achnasat Orchim. And I'll prove to you from several sources in the Talmud and the Poskim that that's not necessarily the case. We find that there are certain areas of halacha. For instance, the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, Shelek 333 in Or Chaim, in Hilchot Mefanim et Haotzar, when moving, it's kind of like an unnecessary burden on Shabbat to start moving buckets of hay and stuff like that. But the Gemara says that you're allowed to move buckets of hay for what? For guests or for Talmidim who come to learn, but you just can't move them all. Why? Gzera, maybe you're going to level the ground. But one of the things the Gemara says, Lichvod Orchim, for guests. So, there's another element in halakha. We find several places in halakha where things might be asur, but there's a loophole when you have guests. Lichvod Orchim, for instance. There's a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Samachtet in Yoreh De'ah, which speaks about Menicha. How long do you have to salt meat for? It's Machloket, Da'at Maran, the meat has to stay in the salt for Shi'ur Mim, which he says is 18 minutes. The Ramah says, The Ramah says, 1 hour. It's got to stay in there for an hour. By the way, the Minhag, even among the Sfaradim in general, is to do an hour like the Ramah. But what? The Ramah says, and you shouldn't be Mekel to do under an hour, besides for She'at HaDachak, let's say it's a pressing circumstances, or Orchim. What Orchim? So, what's Orchim? What is that? The Shulchan Aruch in Ramah, in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel in Orach Chaim. The Pitche Tshuva brings down in Yoreh De'ah, what I just told you, in Siman Samachtit, in the name of Sefer Knesset Bet Yechezkel, they all say, guests are not those who come over for a meal. That is not considered a guest. Orchim. Oh, yafe. They say two things according to Halacha. Number one, people who are in need of a meal, people who are traveling and they need a meal and they need your assistance, A. And B, it's people specifically who sleep over. That's considered a guest, which means to invite family, friends, parents, in-laws, siblings for a Shabbat meal. It's a nice thing. It's a very nice thing. It's also mitzvah v'avta le'aracha kamocha. It's a wonderful thing. But mitzvah v'achnasat orchim should not be attributed to that. Let's make one thing. Unless, right, the poskim do say, by the way, let's say I have a very wealthy person who's traveling, but he's stuck. He's wealthy, but he can't eat money, and he's stuck. He gets stuck somewhere for Shabbat, and you invite him in, and you give him, you feed him, you give him meals and a place to stay, and you take him to shul, vizeh. What's that? That's mitzvah achnasat orchim. Because relative to that situation, what is he? He's needy. He needs your help. So over there, that's achnasat orchim. So make no mistake. People say, achnasat orchim, I'm going to invite my brother for Shabbat meal. You love your brother's company for Shabbat meal. Not only that, the poskim say, look at Abraham Avinu. Who are his guests? People who we thought were Arabs, who worshipped the dust of their feet, of the Avodah Zarah. You think he liked to be in their company? Probably not. But what? Look what he did for them. Oh, v'yarutz likratam petach ha'oel, running back, forth, this, that. People specifically who maybe you don't necessarily enjoy their company, and you go out of your way to do achnasat orchim, ze mitzvat achnasat orchim. So let's get one thing straight. If you're in, especially, by the way, this is especially true, unless, let's say, I was asked to Shaila, what about yeshiva boys? Yeshiva boys who are traveling away, they're learning away from home. They're learning in yeshiva away from their hometown. Or let's say in Eretz Yisrael, Hayalim, and they're in their bases, whatever, and you invite them over. So over here, they may not be sleeping over, because they may go to, you know, go back to the dorm or their base or wherever it is. But you know something? They need a meal. They need their B'nai Torah. They're needy. It's such a big mitzvah. That's mamash mitzvah of achnasat orchim, to invite B'nai Torah. Every place, you should locate, if you have yeshiva, a place in your area. I used to do this when I was in Yerushalayim all the time. Be in touch with yeshivas. You know, yeshivas have like a roll call of families that they send guys to. Sometimes the yeshiva is in Shabbat, sometimes at Shabbat. What a mitzvah to host B'nai Torah, yeshiva boys. They learn all week long. You know, sometimes it's the one and only normal meal that they have all week long, because sometimes in the yeshiva, what kind of food do they give them? Mayasu. Yeah. So you invite them, you give them to eat, to drink, you make them besimcha. Sometimes they're lonely, they're away from home. It's hard. You invite them over, you give them chizuk, you give them simcha. That's mamash mitzvah achnasat orchim.
You were able to host?
Vaday. Mashela.
I don't know.
Why?
Money is limited when you're in Kollel.
Afuch. This is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. You're spending Hashem's money. It's not my money, it's Hashem's money. Anyway.
What if you invite them to sleep but not eat? Because that's because you have to
ask them. Yeah. I'll tell you. Interesting. So I just want to get a few klalim out there. I'll get to sleeping in a moment. Now, we learned from Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah of achnasat orchim is, every step of the way, Avraham Avinu made his guests feel super welcome. He ran, he sent Ishmael and Sarah. You see the whole house turning over. The guests come, and what? Shtabach Shemo. Everything stops, and he comes, and he runs, and he does, and whatever. Now, you have part of mitzvah achnasat orchim is to make sure the guest feels happy and welcome. How many times does it happen? It's happened to me. It's happened to everybody inevitably. You go somewhere as a guest and you just feel, you know, the energy in the air is bad. It's not like you're not welcome and the Baal HaBayit is just not interested. And he's, you know, not to say, by the way, you have to strike a balance. People forget about this also. Hosts who invite guests for Shabbat, you can't ignore your family. You can't ignore your wife and your children. That's also part of your, especially for a man, the head of the household, maybe he's not home all week and he's busy and whatever. You have to pay attention to your family. Avalma, meidach gisa, you can't ignore the guests either. You got to learn to strike a balance. You talk to this, you talk to that. Say dvar Torah, po, sham, shirim. You got to, you know, being a good host, a good and nice and halachic host of Achnasat Urchim is not only mitzvah, it's an art.
Wow.
You got to know how to do it. You got to know how to strike the balance. Now, not only that, especially next week really is the king of, the king of Ta'aruf in the Torah was whom? Akron. But also, when it comes, I'm not even talking about Choshen Mishpat, and the Rambam speaks about sometimes Ta'aruf in English, which is kind of like a fake or non-sincere invitation to do something, right? That's basically the translation.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be sincere, right? I was told by our friends in Great Neck that there's real kavod ta'aruf, and then there's fake ta'aruf. Yeah. Now you should know. Besides, for the fake ta'aruf being insulting, you think people are stupid? They understand, huh? It's asur. You cannot. Now imagine this has happened also. You ta'aruf a person enough, and you say, "Please come over. I'd love to have you. Love to have you." So, if it's real and he comes, matov manaim. But if it's fake, imagine the guy. He's not so, you know, baki in ta'aruf culture. So he really falls for it, thinking that you really won his company, and he comes over, and by the time he comes over, he gets the vibes that you were just, you know, you were just saying it, and he comes, and then you start saying, oh, you know, it really wasn't such a good time, and next week is not a good time, and next year is not a good time, and next lifetime is not a good time. You know those people? It's never a good time. Never a good time. Maze. Even though, be'emet, the Gemara tells us, we learned from this week's parasha, it's Gemara Masechet, Bavam Tzi'ad of Pezayin, Isha Aineha Tzara Be'orchim. We know that women don't like guests. Gemara tells us. We already learned it from whom? Yeah? From Sarah. Avraham Avinu told it to you, Shalosh Se'im Kemach Solit. He said to use fine flour. And we find that she only used regular flour, which means what? Women are not as inviting and receptive to guests as men. That's true. But once again, you got to strike a balance between Shalom Bayit and the mitzvah. Yeah, you can't, yeah, imagine that you get... It's true. The worst possible thing that a man can do in many households, not all, sometimes if the woman is super eshet chai, right? What's the worst thing you can do on a Friday night? Come home with a guest, yes, unannounced. Yeah. Oh, that's like your toast. Yeah. Anyway, avalma. Sometimes they come on in. But even if not, you got to strike a balance between shalom bayit and achnasat orchim. It can't be a situation where a woman tells her husband, I never want guests, ever. It's like a woman telling her husband, I don't want you to put on tefillin. It's mitzvah. She can't.
How do we define family as, meaning they're under the assumption that when they invite their family, it's achas arachim.
So what I just tell you before?
You have to educate them that it's an element. They're working weeks and weeks and weeks of inviting their family.
It's called a labor of love. Achnasat orchim is, hopefully it comes from love also. But the real achnasat orchim is even for people whose, you know, company you don't enjoy the most. You know what I'm saying?
So is there
for parents, other... siblings, all these things, it's a get together. You that, like it.
Do you get the mitzvah at least in some way?
Depends when. If they're needy and if they're sleeping over, beseder. If they live in Great Neck or they live in Queens and they're just walking over and whatever, that's not the mitzvah. Sorry. It's a mitzvah of v'avta l'racha kamocha. That's what I told you. Another thing. So make sure, don't fake people out. That's also the Shulchan Aruch calls it gneva da'at. You cannot. If you invite a person incessantly over, and in your mind you really don't want him to come, you just want to fake him out, just to be polite or whatever it is, to score brownie points, whatever it is, that's isur of geneva da'at. You cannot do that. Yeah? It's asur to do that. If you're inviting, be sincere. And if you're sincere and when he comes over, you know, sometimes also happens. Sometimes you're in a person's house, he invites you over, and he really wants you over. But what? You walk in, and bar minan, sometimes there's a machlokek between husband and wife. Sometimes there's like a, you know, something happened with the kids, whatever, that cannot happen in the presence of guests. You know how terrible that makes a person feel? But put that aside. Put it aside and deal with your guests. It's a mitzvah. What are you going to make them, you're going to drag them into the mud? Mazik. You have to be mamash kacha. Also, the Chafetz Chaim has a sefer called Ahavat Chesed. In the third chilek, he has a whole chapter on Achnasat Orchim. And he writes over there, we learn from Avraham Avinu, the mitzvah, Achnasat Orchim. We learned from this week's parasha. What's Eshel? Achila, Shtia, Lina. or achila shtiya levaya. Let's start with lina. Achila shtiya, very, you know, that's very understandable. You got to feed them, give them to drink. And not only that, he says, when you get home, if you have guests, don't take your time. Don't schlep. Understand that people are hungry. Get home, say kiddush, feed them, tochal. That's what he says. He says, na'avat chesed. You know, sometimes people with their family, they schlep. With your own family, some families are bigger schleppers than others. How do you say schlep in Persian? Draw things out. Yeah? Hold on a second, sorry. Yeah, some people do that. But if you have guests, it's not nice. Is it effort? So,
Rabbi.
Yeah.
I heard that the Chafetz Chaim used to not say Shalom Aleichem when he had guests and say it only afterwards. I'm not saying change the halakha, but...
The Chafetz Chaim, Yaduam Fursam, it's a famous thing. When the Chafetz Chaim had guests, he would say Shalom Aleichem and Eshet Chayil after Kiddush. Why? So that the guests can eat. Feed them. Now, another thing, the Chafetz Chaim says, sometimes, you know, he says when people are building their houses, it's so interesting, when people build houses, they build all sorts of rooms in the house that they almost never use. This room for this, this room for that. He says one of the most integral parts of Achnasat Orchim is lina, sleeping. Sometimes, especially if you're a traveling guest, if you're a traveler, sometimes a nice, good, comfortable bed is more important than all the good food that you can be served. You know that? Right. Especially if you're traveling. Yeah. So now it's... That's a different story. Yeah, that's other halachot. But I'm saying in terms of, you have to make sure everybody should have in their house, and especially if you're a new couple or whatever, make sure always to buy an extra bed. And if you have room, make a guest room. Show them, make them feel comfortable, you know, a room where they can sleep and be comfortable. He says sometimes it's even more important than what you feed them. Yeah,
The comfort of the home.
Yeah, the comfort of the home, the avira, sleeping. Now, also, he says, which is another, he says such practical, interesting things that just always happen. You know, you're a guest at somebody's house. Let's say you're sleeping over or whatever it is. Every Shabbat meal has, you know, a certain length. But you know, the hosts who just schlep and schlep and schlep, and the guy ate and drank, he's exhausted. Now, you can't just, when you're a guest, you can't just like, okay, I'm done. The host also has to have the sechin to say, okay, adkan, mai machrim chova, laila tov, you know what I'm saying? Let the guest enjoy. That's part of the mitzvah. Now, he also says,
I'm sorry, but you can also not make the guest feel like you're rushing him out. And, you know, it's also,
yeah, you don't want to. Well, you're not rushing him out. That you're talking about a guest that's walking home. I'm talking about a real Hachnasat Orchim guest who's sleeping over.
Oh, I see. Okay.
What he wants to do is he wants to enjoy your company. He wants to eat and drink and sing and say Birkat Hamazon and go to sleep. That's what he wants to do. So remember that.
Got it.
So that's another thing. The Chafetz Chaim says the other part of Eshel, Achila Shtia Lina, sleeping over, and also importantly, Levaya. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Ahavat Chesed, one of the most important and, I guess, elements of Achnasat Orchim that are swept under the rug, and for whatever reason people kind of tend not to do it, is the mitzvah of Levaya, escorting the guest. Listen very carefully. There's a Gemara in Masechet Sotah, towards the end of Memvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara says that a person is obligated to escort his guests. Right over there, it's talking about Pirik Agla Arufa, right? And, well, we're going to see in a second. And the Gemara says, Shekol HaMitlaveh Eno Nizok. Yeah? And there's another Girsan, the Gemara, Shekol HaMelaveh VeHaMitlaveh Eno Nizok. The Gemara says, you know why the person over there by Agla Arufa got killed? Why did he get killed? He says, what's the halakha when you find the carcass, when you find the dead person between two cities, and you don't know who killed him? The zekenim of the nearest city have to bring. Why the nearest city? Because we say they were responsible. They did not escort him out. He came from there. And since they didn't escort him, he got murdered. Were they to have escorted him, he would have been saved. So there's even a mystical element about escorting out your guests. Now, let's see the chiyuv of the mitzvah. I want to read to you a Rambam.
Of the Levaya.
Mitzvat Levaya. Now listen to this. people just, you know, they say, okay, bye, whatever, and they let their guests walk out. That is the most, first of all, you transgress the mitzvah. And it's also disrespectful. Who lets a guest just walk out like that? Yeah, I've seen that all. Even if it's family, you know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Maze, get up, walk him out, come on, ben adam, make him feel that he was welcome. You walk him in, walk him out. The Rambam writes over here, in Pirek Yudalit of Ilchot Avil, the Rambam says like this, Mitzvat aseh shel divrehem levaker cholim, ulnachim abenim, ulotzi amet, ulachnis kala, ulelavot ha'orchim. He says, he doesn't even talk about achnasat orchim. He says, you know what the mitzvah, what does the Rambam call the mitzvah? Escorting guests. Look at that. Now, and the Rambam in the next halacha, halacha bet, he says, schar ha'livui merube min hakol. You get more reward for escorting a guest more than everything else that you did for him. You could have bought him the best food and get best wine and drink and bed and whatever. If you don't escort him at the end, you drop the ball.
How many steps, Rabbi? How many steps out of the house?
Hakeni ba vaisa. So he says like this, yeah? I said it good? Yeah. Yeah. So he says like this. It says the Rambam, v'uachok shechakako Abraham Avinu, v'derech ha-chesed shenahag ba. Look at Abraham Avinu what he did. Ma'achil ovred derachim u'mashke otam u'nave otam. Abraham Avinu gave them to eat, drink, sleep, and he escorted them. U'gdolach nasat orchim ke'akbalat p'nei ha-shechina, sh'ne'emar, v'yar v'ine shlosha anashim. The mitzvah of escorting guests is greater than the mitzvah of hosting them to begin with. The Gemara says that a person who does not escort his guests, it's as if he spills blood. Unbelievable. So he says, and not only that, the Rambam continues, just like Bedin forcibly collects tzedakah, they also forcibly have an escort committee who escorts the guests out of town.
Avelut?
Yeah.
Why is it here?
Over here it's talking about all the mitzvot of Ben Adam Lachaviru. Nichum Avelim, mitzvot chesed. Yeah. So he says, Uvedin ayu mitaklim shluchim lelavot adam ha'ovel mimakom lemakom. Bedin, there was a special, you know, the, like Bikur Cholim committees, there's a special guest escort committee of the city. God. Anybody, they didn't have GPSs at the time. Anybody who needed, they used to walk with them. Ze mitzvah. That's mitzvah v'chnasat orchim. V'im nit'atzlu b'davar ze, ma'ale aleim ha'katuv kilu shefchu damim. If Bedin doesn't make such a committee, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers the Bedin to have spilled blood. Afilu ha'melaveh et chavero arba amot ba'ir, yesh lo sechar merubeh. Now, the bare, we first see, the bare minimum of the mitzvah right here is four amot. Four amot is about, let's give or take about 6 feet. Yeah, 6.5 feet or so. Now, if a person does levaya, now it's got to be outside of one's reshut, not outside of one's door. People make a mistake. It's got to be out of your property. Okay?
This falls into the reshut yachid. I thought for Shabbat, you can't leave your door.
Forget about Shabbat. Out of your property, whatever's your property, which means you got to walk him to the street. And once he hit the street, four amot like that.
Why?
Not to the door. Not out the door.
Why not from the door?
Because your yard and the whole thing over there is still your property.
So it's I can four. Carry on my yard if it's my roof?
No.
Why?
Because Shabbat needs mechitzot. It's a totally different thing. This is a din in reshuto.
Rabbi, can you repeat one more time? So four steps once you're on the street?
Once you're out of your property.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
Yeah. But in our times, it's safer, Rabbi. It's,
oh, well, hold on. You're saying a good thing. Now that Rambam continues. I don't think so, because anybody can walk there.
From the sidewalk.
If somebody walks in your yard, that's trespassing. If somebody walks on your sidewalk, he's not trespassing.
You're still obligated to shovel
it. Yeah, you shovel it, whatever. That's just a responsibility that they give you. But listen to this. That's bare minimum, says the Rambam. But what's the real mitzvah of escort? He says, "V'kamo shi'ur alvaya shechayav adam ba, harav letalmid ad ibura shel ir," which means if a rebbe is hosting a talmid, it's until 70 amot outside the city limits. Ve'aish or tchum Shabbat. Ve'aish lachavero ad tchum Shabbat. Which means friends until the 2,000 amah mark out of the city. Ve'atalmid larav ad parsa. Which means if it's a talmid hosting a rebbe, you got to walk him out. A parsa, 72-minute walking distance. Yeah? Ve'imaya rabbo muvak ad shalosh parsa. If you're hosting, na rabbo all throughout Shas. Rebbe muvak. And parents is the same halacha. If you're hosting your rabba muvak or your parents, you got to walk in them three parsaot. So that's 72 times three. That's the walking distance. Now, this is the Chafetz Chaim in Avat Chesed scratches his head like everybody else, and he's asking, how come we don't see people as careful with this? You see very clearly what the prerequisites of this mitzvah are. So how come you don't see so many people that are careful with it? Well, I mean, that's not enough to, I mean, so go teach them. So why is it not? So he says, Why? It's din meforash. It's din meforash in the Rambam, it's Gemara. Yeah. Not only that, the Gemara says, if you don't do these things, you're shofech damim. So what's pshat? Yeah. And you lost the mitzvah. That's the most integral part of the mitzvah. So what's pshat? So he says like this. I'll read to you what he says in the note in the notation in Avat Chesed. He says like this. First of all, here, ve'al korchach mishum demachal lo al hayetin. People, the guests have a right, especially if it's a rebbe and stuff, they're able to be mochel. The bare minimum is 4 amot. Yeah, everything after that is mishum kvodo, is to be mechabed the person. So it's keilu we understand that the person's mochel, that you don't have to walk so much.
What if it's mishum protection?
Oh. ועוד היה נראה לי לומר, says the Chafetz Chaim, דמה שכתב הרמב״ם, דבדין היו מתקינים שלוחים, היינו דווקא בזמן שהדרכים אינם מסומנים, ואם מתאה בהם, יש סכנה מפני חיות וליסטים. That's in those times where the roads weren't marked, and if you make, like if you get lost on the way, then you might get into, you know, robbers or animals or whatever. So there's a lot of סכנה. אבל במקומותינו, שהדרכים מיושבים, וגם אם מסומנים, אין בכלל זה. He says, nowadays, you know, you live, not if you live in de Blasio's New York,
yeah,
but I'm saying, if you live
in the neighborhood,
Yeah, anyway, so if you live, whatever, New York is not safe anymore, you know what I'm saying, you get mugged, and then they'll arrest the guy, the perp, right, but what, yeah, 30, and not only that, they'll give him money for a vaccine also. Anyway, the kitzur, so, they send them to Yankee games and stuff like that, right? All the criminals.
What if he's in the same apartment building?
Yeah.
And in the, what's called the room that he lives in, the place he lives in is within 4 hours of his apartment. So
I'm going to get to that in a second. But he's just trying to say nowadays, in general, the streets are safer. They're marked such that there's much less chashash for sakana than otherwise. But he says over here, don't rest on your laurels, says the Chafetz Chaim. אבל כל זה הוא רק ללמד זכות על העולם במה שאינם זהירים ללכת פרסה או התחום שבת. Says this is only kind of to rationalize why people are not so careful to take their guests a parsa or תחום שבת or whatever. אבל חלילה לפתור עצמו ממצוות לוויה לגמרי. Says חס ושלום for a person to try to exempt himself from the מצווה לוויה, like completely. כי מגמרה משמע שהוא דבר סגולה למתלווה שלא יראה לו אסון בדרך. This is what the Gemara says. Doing this mitzvah is what protects the guest on the way so that there's no tragedy. וגם על ידי לוויה נגמר המצווה בשלמות כי אש אל ראשי תיבות אכילה שתייה לוויה, which means at bare minimum, you got to take him out the door, even if it's cold, you put on a coat, whatever, you walk him out the door to the street and take about 4 steps, 4 amot, then you got the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Now, that's the real, especially if you have guests this week, parashat Vayera. Do the mitzvah bishlemut, mazir. Yeah, you got to do it like that. Now, this is only if it's a guest of hachnasat orchim. If it's a non-hachnasat orchimable guest, which means just a guest for a meal, or people who live inside the city anyway, or whatever, it's possible that the mitzvah of levaya, since this is not really the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim anyway, it's just the mitzvah of chesed, whatever, ahava v'achva shalom v'ra'ut, perhaps the mitzvah of levaya doesn't apply to that to begin with.
Wow.
In a mitzvah of... Also another thing, that's my own pshat.
Because it's not actually...
You have what I'm saying?
So they don't have to.
A guy in your building, a guy down your block, that's not really... He can eat at home, whatever. So you're friendly, so you invite him over for Shabbat. That's not really mitzvah tachnasat tochim. So perhaps the mitzvah of levaya doesn't apply to that either. Yeah, it's possible. But again, I'm not saying that la'alacha. La'alacha, certainly if you have a guest... Now again, bar minnan, things have happened. You know, people can... You know, statistically also, most car accidents happen, you know where? Within 2 miles of a person's house. You know that?
Oh, really?
It's very interesting. I don't know why that is. But things can happen. People get mugged walking home all the time. You know what I'm saying? So things can happen even there. So I would say, bevadai, bevadai, do not so easily exempt yourself from the mitzvah of levaya. Not only that, it sounds from the Rambam, the opposite of what I'm saying. The Rambam seems to make mitzvah levayat orchim a totally separate mitzvah from achnasat orchim. So it's very possible that what I said right now, sheker v'chaza, that even when the mitzvah of achnasat orchim doesn't apply, but the guy still needs protection, so even so, the mitzvah of levayat orchim should still apply. It's a big var. Yeah?
When is levaya performed if he's staying by the house?
When he's done, when he leaves.
Shabbat,
so that's mitzvah. Levaya has absolutely nothing to do with Shabbat. It has to do with guest. Mm-hmm. Whenever he leaves, he leaves your house, you take him out. You take him, you walk with him, and you're giving him, can you imagine? If you saw a yid, let me ask you to begin with. Yeah. If you saw a fellow Jew in trouble, his life was in danger, would you do something to help him? Yeah. And if you don't do something to help him, it's isur deoraita. Lo ta'amod al dam re'echa. You have to do something to jump in. So if he's already in trouble. Let's say you knew that you had the ability to do something to protect him, to avoid him getting in trouble to begin with. Would you do it? Levadai. The Gemara says, that's mitzvah levaya. The Gemara says, Kabbalah mechazal, that if you accompany a person, if you escort a person out of your house, he will not be attacked. He will not be endangered. Why wouldn't you want to do that? Just because a person's lazy? Why? That's almost, by the way, almost. Huh? So then don't advise. You know what I'm saying? Be real. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In life, especially in Judaism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Rachmana li baba'i. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. Be real, even if it means inviting guests a little bit less often, but do it more real and less often than more often and less real. Yeah, no fake news. Real. Spend time with him. Show him ahava. Show him that you care about him. Yeah, don't make... You know, sometimes people are not talkative. The Chafetz Chaim brings that unbelievable. Oy. He says another thing. Sometimes people think, you know, maybe, and it's possible. Sometimes a person doesn't have so much money. And he can't make something so extravagant that when a guest comes, he's able to wine and dine him like I don't know what. So because of that, a person thinks to himself, you know, maybe it's better I don't do Hachnasat Orchim at all because I can't go all out. I can't afford it. Is that a proper Chishbon or not? Why?
Something better than nothing.
The Chafetz Chaim says that. If a guy's really in need, so what do you think? He'd rather have all or nothing? The guy, you know, he wants to eat, wants a place to stay. And for most guests, especially, companionship and, you know, just company and being in the presence of good people, whatever, that goes a much longer way than anything he could eat or drink. And that's part of the mitzvah of Achnasat Orchim. The Chafetz Chaim quotes, he says a story over here. He says he heard a story. And in the notes over here in Avat Chesed, it says that this story was said over by the Gra. Yeah. There was one time, a person who was exemplary in Achnasat Orchim. He was known to do a lot of Achnasat Orchim, and he was Achnasat Orchim central in the city. And his house burned down.
Wow.
And the Chachmei Ador discussed among themselves, why, how could it, you know, we know, the Gemara tells us in Masechet Baba Kama Daf Nun, that a mitzvah that a person excels in, a Kadosh Baruch Hu never punishes a person in an area where a person excels. Why did his house burn down? The house where he was machnis so many orchim, and it was found out that he excelled in achnasat orchim, but not in the mitzvah of levayat orchim. He did not escort his guests out. Says the Chafetz Chaim, listen carefully. What's the mitzvah of achnasat orchim we learn from Avraham Avinu? Eshel, achila, shetiya, levaya. Eating, feeding him, giving him to drink, and escorting him. When a person doesn't do levaya, the lamed is off. What's left?
Ish.
Oh my God.
In his house printed. Chafetz Chaim, Meforash and Ahavat Chesed.
He brings this.
Michael, Shemata Ata? It's unbelievable. It's freaky stuff. Now.
Even when you invite someone on a Tuesday night, your house.
But die.
Minimal dollar amot on the street.
Yeah. You gotta walk him out.
Or if he doesn't have a car, you could drive him.
Push him out.
I'm saying if he doesn't have a car, you even give him a ride.
But
I'm saying that could be your levaya. Say he needs to go to the train station. At the train station, you let him out of the car. You don't have to get out again.
Bevadai, no, that's mitzvah levaya. You walked with him. First of all, there's an, besides for the mystical element, there's an element of also what creates, there's the mystical element
does,
that it creates.
That,
not only that, he feels like someone cares about him. He feels that he has self-worth. Someone cares about me. And that protects him along the way. When a person feels like garbage, then he goes on the way and he gets attacked. What's he going to do to try to defend himself? Or what's he going to feel about himself? Maybe I deserve it. Maybe zeh. You treat a person nice and you give him levaya. You walk him out. Vzeh. Ma ta noten lo argasha? Shekol ha-mitlaveh eno nizok. Efo zeh? Yefe meod. He says, yefe. V'chol she'eno melaveh, keilu, shofech damim katu. You got to take him out. You got to walk with him. Thank you so much for coming. Wow. Make him like you didn't, chas v'shalom, not like he was a burden. You tell me, you know what? People sometimes, you know, they feel like when they come, it's a burden. Sometimes it is a burden, you know? Aval ma, when you take him out, when you escort him, what do you tell him? Tell him, dvarim, like ba'anim, even if he's not anim. Anim, what's part of the mitzvah tzedakah? Hey, talk to him. Don't worry. It's gonna, you know, there's also mitzvah tzedakah b'milim. Gim chizuk. No, it's going to be okay. Don't worry. You're going to see. You're going to make it. Everything is going to work out. Hashem's going to change your mazal.
Le'odedo to. At least give him a smile. Like if you're giving someone something small.
Nahon.
Shouldn't tell be just person, like.
Thank you so much for coming. It was such a zechut. Please come again. You know, it's unbelievable. My family was so happy that you came. You mamash graced our Shabbat table. You know what a dibur like that can do to a person?
Quick question.
Yes,
maybe it's a weird question. So you have during the week a guest come in or whatever, you know, they like your company. You're talking, you gotta get up early to go to Nets or whatever, early minyan. And they like your company. They're staying 12, 1 a.m. Is it an aver to, like, what do you do? What's the lacha for that? You hint them or you just stay in?
Just like a host shouldn't overburden his guests, a guest also has to be normal. Yeah? A guest has to use his brains. You know, you can tell also, don't keep talking when you see Baal HaBayit. He wants to end the seuda. He wants to, you know, you see Baal HaBayit, sometimes he's motioning to his wife, "Mai macharonim bezeh," and then you start another hour story. Nu datila kazov oto. You know what I'm saying? Let him go. Die. Yeah, you got to. And if it's in a situation like that, you can say, "Yedidi, I love spending so much time for you, but I'm already tired. I got to wake up early in the morning. I have a shiur. I have a chavruta. Bon elech lishon. Let's go to sleep. We'll continue tomorrow." That's fine. That's okay. That's not. And if the
that's
guy
not
to,
rude. That's not rude. That's not rude.
No. I don't think it's rude. I think it's just realistic. You got to be, you know, it doesn't mean, you have what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's just, you feel bad doing that.
You don't
that.
Tell him, okay, Yella, you spoke enough. Stop. You know, you don't tell him like that. You tell him, you know, maybe we'll continue tomorrow. I got to wake up early for a minyan, for a shir, for a zeh. Maybe you want to come with me to the shir tomorrow. Let's both get an early night. Mashu kaze, you know what I'm saying? Diplomatically. Mashu kaze. So, you see, Hachnasat Orchim is kind of like Shabbat. In honor of the Shabbat project, Shabbat is not something fluffy. Shabbat is halachic. Shabbat is beautiful, but it's also halachic. Hachnasat Orchim is beautiful, but it's not fluffy. It's not just kula, you know, isha yasher be'ainav yase. There's halachot. You got to know what to do. Kama halachot lamadnu? Very interesting halachot about how to do it. Yeah, everybody, if you're having guests the Shabbat, I tell my kids all the time, especially during Parashat Vayera, we love to have guests in our house. Aval ma, the Parashat Vayera, especially Parashat Vayera is the Parashat Vachnasat Orchim, Abraham Avinu. Yeah, all the mitzvot of Ben Adam Lachaveru, Bikur Chonim, Vachnasat Orchim, all these things, Abraham Avinu Isha Chesed. You learn from him, and look what he did. Kama Masaret Nafsho, how much was Moser Nefesh Beyom Shlishi LaMila Shelo, running around. He was so, can you imagine a person being bitzar from not having guests? Most people, even if they have guests, let's say there's a week that nobody comes. It's kind of like a relief, you know what I'm saying? Get to spend time with your family, take it easy, you don't have to cook so much. Avraham Avinu was bitzar mamash, more bitzar from not having guests than from his milah. It's an unbelievable thing. And he wasn't a young man. He was 100 years old. Zelot tzok. Yeah? Yeah? Tagid lahem. Yeah? Shabbat project to focus on Shmirat HaShabbat, to focus on Hachnasat Orchim. And by the way, they go hand in hand. If person does, if you know, there's anim in money, and there's anim also besechim, anim bedaat. You know, people that are anim bedaat, plenty. It's a mitzvah also to host them. That's also mitzvah, achnasat orchim for the anim bedaat. If you do a good job of achnasat orchim for those people who don't know miskinim, they don't know maze Shabbat, maze Moed, what's, you know, what's a shulchan Shabbat, what's, you know, a Jewish religious family. They don't know these things miskinim. you expose them to it, you're mamash able to be mechayim etim. You know that? You know how many people were chozer b'tshuva just from being exposed? It's, you know, there's plenty, plenty of stories. You expose somebody to one Shabbat. There's even a song about it. MBD has a song about it. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know that? It's a, I don't know, one of these Kira places or somebody in the Kotel. You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry,
Matomer.
Can we, if the guest says you don't have to follow us, like if we are okay, stop, please go back. Do we still do we get patur from the Lebaya, or like we follow them to the doors? Like please sit down, go back. You have kids, whatever.
Let me ask you a question. I like your question. Let me ask you a question. Let's say the guest says, "No, you know what? You don't have to feed me. No food, no drink, no zay." Or let's say the guest tells you, "Don't, no, don't worry. You don't have to put on tefillin today." What am I trying to say?
I see.
It's your mitzvah. The mitzvah shilcha. Now there's a minimum. After the four amot and be'emet, you can turn back. But he can't tell you, this is for, this is my mitzvah. You can't take away my mitzvah.
That's also tarot. When he says, no, no, we're okay, that's tarot.
No, maybe be'emet, he doesn't feel comfortable that you can walk him all the
worried
way home.
About their safety now, walking. I mean, it's be walking them to the street. I don't know how much you'll add right now to their safety, but
that's what you think. No, that's what you think. But the Chazal say that when you walk him even to the street, that adds protection to him. Even if you, we don't see it, but the we believe the Chachamim when they say that you added to his protection now.
Uh huh.
So we'll take a break for a moment and go to the Parashat Shemot.
Arba'amot is... Like an apartment building, a hallway, or this